Je suis comme un mirage. T'es tout près, oui, si près, me sifflant tes secrets. T'es tout près, je suis vrai, comme si c'était vrai. Sur mes rêves salis, un bateau de papier tangue avec tout ce dont t'as rêvé. Tout ce qu'on a parié, ce que j'ai pas oublié, ce que j'oublierai jamais, que j'oublierai jamais. Car t'es parti comme c'est pas permis, t'avais même pas fini.
This is DJ Mehmet. I welcome you to special edition of Global Citizen tonight at 8 p.m., which is not my regular show time, but I will be covering this show, 1000 Points of Light, from 8 to 10 p.m. tonight. And if you know me, I play music from around the world on my show on Saturdays. Starting from this coming Saturday, I will be on air from 8 to 9 a.m. I used to be on air from 6 to 7 a.m. And I love playing music from around the world. So if you love global music, stick around and listen to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM for the next 2 hours. the music you are hearing right now is Orient Expression's Beats of Pear from their D1 album, which I play a lot from Orient Expression's. I really enjoy their music and they usually have instrumental. So for tonight, I have a good selection of music from different parts of the world. There is some Turkish music, which I always play at least one song in each my show, but tonight there might be more than one. There might be some requests from the listeners, and if you want to call in at any point, and if you want to make a request depending on whether I have the song or not, I may be able to play your request. And our phone number is 855-915-9636. Again, you're on WMFO Medford with WMFO Medford with DJ Mehmet tonight.
Harputa bakar oy oy. Nigahlar yığa nasıl güne boyun. Kör olasız alın fırın ocaklar yıklar ölemem. Ocaklar yıklar nasıl güne boyun. Ahbaplarım gelmiş ağıtlar yaklar. Ölem ölem derd ölem ağıtlar yaklar. Oy oy oy. Söyletmeyin beni anam, yaram derindir ölem ölem. Yaram derindir nasıl gülem oyun. Söyletmeyin beni anam, yaram derindir ölem. Yaram derindir nasıl gülem oyun.
Okay, so that was Erkan Oğur, very well known in Turkey. And the song was Fırat Ağıtı. Maybe could be something like a song, a folk music song for the Fırat River, which is one of the biggest rivers in Turkey, in southeastern region of Turkey. I don't remember its English name anyways. So that was from Eşkıya movie. I think it was released in 1998. Maybe one of the first Turkish movies I have ever seen on the movie screen, because my age was young at the time. And that movie actually really made a big success when it came out. So the music was also nice. So we are continuing with more music, I want to say, and this time again another Turkish music song, this time from MFO. So this is a trio well known in Turkey. They make popular music, but at the same time they were in the musical scene for many decades, and we still enjoy their music. Again, you're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford with DJ Mehmet. Not Global Citizen, actually. This is not the actual time, but I'm still in the same mode in terms of playing music from around the world. I'm actually covering for 8 to 10 p.m. tonight. My regular show time from now on will be Saturdays 8 to 9 a.m. And if you enjoy the musical selection, you can tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. So we will listen to this song, and after that we will come back and we'll talk a little bit. And if you want to join our conversation tonight, our phone number is 855-915-9636. So I need to let you know that we'll be talking about some global issues and some interesting events going on around the world and also in the United States, and some of the news that you may have not heard anywhere else. So stay tuned, stick around for the next 2 hours, enjoy nice conversation, and enjoy beautiful music, and don't watch Super Bowl tonight. No. You just heard MFÖ, also known as Mazhar Fuat Özkan, a trio from Turkey. Güllerin İçinden came from one of their best of MFÖ albums, probably released in the 90s. You're listening to WMFÖ Medford 91.5 FM, and you're with DJ Mehmet tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. and this will be a special edition of Global Citizen. So I really want to talk to you about a couple things. I have so many things going in my mind, and I really want to share some of the things that I have in my mind. And tonight may not be the best night to talk about those things because we have this Super Bowl going on and people are watching the game. And very ironic, on such a night, I end up coming up to the studio and doing a show and waiting for people to listen, which is kind of, you know, silly. But still, if you are doing that, I really appreciate your being a loyal listener to this program. Anyways, and it's ironic because one part of me wants to support Philadelphia Eagles because of a special connection with the city, and at the same time I live in the Boston area, and you somehow feel some sort of empathy to Patriots. Okay, people listening to me right now, please be understanding. Okay, just living in this city, not even in Boston but in the area, for about 5 years, and then having lived in Philadelphia area more than 5 years, so should I really take a side? I don't know. And I have not much of knowledge about football, so I can't really be a fan. So I want to tell you something funny. Tonight we were at the market and shopping, and there's this guy. I was waiting in the cashier line. He looked at me, he's like, "You don't look like a guy who would watch football, or like you're not into football tonight, I guess," he said. And then I said, "You got it. I don't even know how football works." And I was trying to tell him that I did not grow up in the States. And he said, "Then you know the real football, right? The one you play with the food." And I said, I laughed and I told him, "I know a little bit about that too. I'm not really big fan of sports anyways." And so that was funny, and even the guy figured out that I really have nothing to do with football. So I have some news about Super Bowl, which I should have talked about right now, which I will choose not to anyways. So something else I wanted to talk about tonight is that lately I haven't been checking out the news on the internet sites. And the reason for that is I really find, you know, screen time worrisome in terms of people spending time on their phones, on the internet, on the computers. And I work in a job that requires me to look at the computer screen all day long. And after a long day, I really don't want to look at the screen again to read the news. And sometimes I just don't want to do it. And we had an opportunity. So we had this airlines mileage program, and we had some miles that we did not use. So they sent us some coupons or deals telling us that you can use your unused miles to purchase some magazines. And that was very interesting. And there was a bunch of magazines available for 1 year of subscription. And we said, why not? We subscribed to many magazines, from news magazines to technology, science, literature, leisure and travel, and cooking. So we had so many magazines coming into our house, and I started reading. And interestingly enough, I found reading magazines being more informative. And I decided to stick to that instead of learning news from the websites or the internet. And sometimes I watch TV to kind of, you know, get some local news, but reading magazines really feeds me in a way that I feel more and more hungry. As I read more, I want to read more, and I learn a lot. And tonight I will share some of those things I have learned, and which I do in my show on Saturdays as well, which I find a lot more valuable, because news on the internet sometimes unfiltered, you know, you have to be very selective, but sometimes it just pops on your screen, so you have no choice. They kind of, you know, track you from where you live, what you like, what you do. So they're trying to target certain news at you even though you don't want to learn about them, so you have no choice. But the magazine is not like that. You have the magazine You have the choice. You can turn the pages whenever you want and you just read it. And then you be selective instead of them throwing news at you. So basically, we will be having some news from different magazines tonight. I will try to make it interesting. Again, if you want to join our conversation, we'll be talking about some global news, some updates, some interesting stuff. Hopefully you will enjoy. And of course, we'll have music. I spoke about 10 minutes, so that was a lot. So let me just turn into music again. Another request for tonight, another Turkish singer, Feridun Düzağaç, and Fede is the name of the song, which is the initials of his first and last name. So enjoy.
Kaçar bıraksam hala ama çok düştü incindi yoruldu dinlenmeli kalbin doğrusu sen doğum günü hediyem misin diyelim ki hoş geldin peki beni çok sevecek misin yoksa sen de her düş gibi çabucak kırılıp dökülür müsün Gözlerinden Gel tanışalım önce Ben kısaca Fede Ama sen bana uzun uzun Seni seviyorum de Gel tanışalım önce Ben kısaca Fede Ama sen bana uzun uzun Seni seviyorum de Az duydum Ne kadar az söyledim İşte bu yüzden Hiç durmadan Seni seviyorum de Çok iyimsermiş yolun yarısına mı geldik Radyasyon neslindeyim biraz erken tükendim Hepimiz gibi Bir yer bul otur önce ama yaralarıma dikkat et Gülüşlerim vardır elbet önce gözyaşlarımı silmem gerek Gelecek budur zordu sevmek Gel tanışalım önce Ben kısaca Fede Ama sen bana uzun uzun Seni seviyorum de Gel tanışalım önce Ben kısaca Fede Ama sen bana uzun uzun Seni seviyorum de Az duydum Ne kadar az söyledim İşte bu yüzden Hiç durmadan Seni seviyorum de Gel tanışalım önce Ben kısaca Fede Ama sen bana Uzun uzun Seni seviyorum de Ama sen bana Uzun uzun Seni seviyorum de İşte bu yüzden hiç durmadan
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we've got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
So that was a quick public service announcement you just heard. And you are on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. Tonight I will be covering until 10 p.m. My regular show time will be on Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. which is Global Citizen. You can follow our Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo, and I play music from around the world, which I will do that tonight with a little bit of a change with some news. So I was talking about how I now get the news from the magazines. Okay, some people may be laughing at me right now, but don't laugh, and I really do get the news from the magazines. Maybe not, you know, the news which is like very well known right now, like the country is going through, you know, political news or sports news or things like Super Bowl, even Super Bowl. So I have some stuff about Super Bowl here. So first magazine that I will be reading some news tonight will be Wired, and this is their February edition. Okay, so Wired, first of all, on the cover it says the golden age of free speech, and this is a special edition on technology, turmoil, and the new censorship. So they spend maybe, I don't know, months to prepare this edition, and maybe half the magazine is all about this free speech issue, and they have really nice articles, and I'm not going to read them for you. You have to either have the magazine or go online and read it, but I will somehow give you some news. Not sure if you heard about this. So there is this new pouch, it's called Yonder. I'm not even sure if I spell or pronounce it correctly, but its spelling is like this, Yondr, and this is a new startup in San Francisco, and the company has about 17 employees, it says in this article, and they are responsible for cell phone restriction. So the article opens with something from a concert, and thousands of people go to a concert, they line up, and the security guards at the entrance to the concert stop you, and they ask you to put your phone onto vibrate or silent, and then put your phone into this pouch. Only they can open it. You have your phone with you, they give you the pouch and the phone, but you cannot open the pouch and you cannot use your phone. That was because I think the singer, whoever the concert was organized for, asked for security measures, and he or she did not want the new songs to be released, put on the YouTube, you know, sites or other websites or any other social media websites. So they found a solution by the help of this new startup, and very interesting. The guy who founded this startup, his name is Graham Dugoni, who grew up in Portland, Oregon. He says that he does not use a smartphone. He says he is using a flip phone, and he thinks, sometimes I agree with him, smartphones are just a waste of time. And of course, we don't expect everyone to be like him, but he feels that smartphones are taking away the creativity and they're just making us more stupid. Okay, he didn't say all that, but I just kind of get this from his comments from the article. Anyways, in some ways, I agree with him, you know, how smartphones don't make us smart anymore. But his method, the way he still allow the person to carry the cell phone, but they cannot access to their cell phones. And the funny thing about this, on the article, it tells that for people going to the concert, they made it like they made them like a special area, which is half the size of a bathroom. And it's like a smoking area. And if you want to use your cell phone, you have to step out of the concert area, go to that small room, and use that gadget, which is provided by the security people. And they will open your pouch, and then they will give you access to your phone. And then you can use your phone to make phone calls in that small room, just like smoking area. You know, it's like technology addicts are put into a small room and they have to suffer. So anyways, that was very interesting. Right now, a lot of, you know, public schools started to use this pouch, and some people argue that this is illegal. You cannot limit a person's access to a cell phone, especially some parents are concerned because they feel that, you know, the cell phones, if they are put away, what if there is like an emergency? What if there's like a lockdown? What if somebody has to call 911 and they don't have access to their phone? So those type of issues, parents have concerns about it. But right now, some courtrooms started using it because of people not complying with the privacy rules, and they are really using their phones. And this kind of came as a solution, and I really admire the guy, especially him being a person who doesn't use his cell phone and finds a solution to people using cell phones. So that was very interesting. Anyways, that was too much talking again. Let's get back to the music. This time, continuing with Turkish music. Manush Baba, something very popular these days. Eti Belinde will be with you right now.
Kalem kaşlı, eteği belinde gül de takmış, gül de takmış. Al dudaklar, mor sümbüller, öyle de güzel, ince de belli, ince de belli. Yar beline, beline sarılamam, ah yeceden duramam. Ah öteden, beriden bakış atma, ah yerinde duramam. Ah yıkadım, kuruttum şarşafı, serdim ipek yorganı. Ah günahı, sevabı boynuma, gel bu gece koyunuma. Dedim ona, ey güzel, böyle mi geçer bu geceler, bu geceler? Neymiş anam, bizim bu keder, ne zamana kadar böyle gider, böyle gider? Yar beline, beline sarılamam, ah geceden duramam. Ah öteden, birden bakış atma, ah yerimde duramam. Ah yıkadım, kuruttum çarşafı, serdim ipek yorganı. Ah günahı, sevabı boynuma, gel bu gece koyunuma.
geceden duramam. Ah öteden birden bakış atma, ah yerimde duramam. Ah yıkadım kuruttum çarşafı, serdim pek yorganı. Ah günahı sevabı boynuma, gel bu gece koynuma. Yar beline beline sarılamam, ah geceden duramam. Ah öteden birden bakış atma, ah yerimde duramam. Ah yıkadım kuruttum çarşafı, serdim ipek yorganı. Ah günahı sevabı boynuma, gel bu gece koynuma.
So that was Manush Baba, Eteği Belinde, another Turkish musician, which has recently became very popular, even though some people claim that he was influenced by a Middle Eastern musician. I don't know the details, but in the end, it's a beautiful song. It's a nice song. So we are continuing our conversation. We spoke a little bit about Yonder. And you're on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. My regular show time every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. Global Citizen. I play music from around the world, which is what I'm doing tonight for you. And keeping you up to date with some ongoing events. Of course, we'll talk about Super Bowl, right? So in this new edition of Fortune magazine, they say Super Bowl ads cannot save TV. Marketers will spend millions on television advertising during football's main event if only they cared more about it the rest of the time. So, as you can understand from this statement, there's a lot of commercials going on Super Bowl event during the game, in the middle of the game, between, you know, first and the second half. I don't even know. It should be halves, right? Halftime. Halftime show, and even on internet, but the main thing is the TV. So it says these commercials you are watching right now. I don't know if the game is still going on. Somebody text me if it's still going on. Last time Eagles was leading the game. Anyways, for 30 seconds, it cost $5 million. Okay, people. Have you heard this? Wait, one more time. It costs 30 seconds, $5 million. Okay, I'm not making a mistake. Okay, I'll read the whole thing again. Commercials cost roughly $5 million at 30 second pop. So, this means tonight the TV channels are making the money. But they are not making the money other times. So, that is what this article all about. A decade ago, when Super Bowl commercials were only 2.7 million for the same, you know, time slot for 30 seconds, maybe save the TV. Like 10 years ago, there was more investment onto TV advertisement. Same thing with the radios, right? Like we used to listen to these radios like crazy. And right now, I know there are not too many listeners out there listening to the radio right now, which I still find listening to the radio when I'm driving is maybe the most, you know, entertaining thing, other than finding a cable, you know, plugging that cable into an aux jack and then trying to, you know, listen to your favorite song. I know some people have Bluetooth. Okay, I'm not that advanced in technology yet, so I have to pay more money for this car. Anyways, I don't know, I'm talking a lot tonight. Anyways, so again, for the past 10 years, they made this chart on the next page. Global ad spending on TV in 2000s was like $100 billion. And then slowly, you know, it's becoming more steady. So it's going up, it's increasing up until like 2015, 2016. So the projection is that it's still going to stay the same. It's not going to go away. It's not going to decrease. But people spending money on TV is not going to increase at least. But people spending money on advertisement on digital platforms is exponentially growing, okay? So if you know exponential growth in math, if you learn your pre-calc algebra 2, so you will remember what it looks like, exponentially growing. From 2000s, it was almost, you know, less than $10 billion. And right now in 2015-17, if I correctly plot the graph, it's about $200 billion global advertisement spending. So this will go even more. And the average cost of a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl from 1960s, it was less than $1 million. Okay, I can't tell you exactly what it was, but from 2000 to 2017, like in 2000, there was a drop, went down to $1 million again, 30-second commercial, but then it's also exponentially growing. So this graph looks very similar to global ad spending on digital platforms, but it's on TV and it's only during Super Bowl. So you're just watching Super Bowl to make TV channels more rich, but other times, unfortunately, TV channels are not making that much money, so they need that support, so they kind of finding the balance for now at least. Okay, so article goes on and on, but it was just all about the Super Bowl thing I wanted to tell you, so that's it. Okay, we are continuing with more music. Again, here on WMFO Medford with DJ Mehmet tonight. And if you want to call in, if you want to join the conversation, you can call in 855-915-9636, or you can just call to say hi. You don't have to go on air. And you can also reach out to me on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. Okay, I realized that I played a lot of Turkish music tonight, which I need to take a break and play some different music. And this time I have one of my favorites, Ali Azimi Pishtaramat. He is a Persian singer based in the UK, and he made this beautiful song dedicated to Iranian movies from 1960s and 70s. I hope you enjoy.
مشکلم بخت بد و تلخی ایام نیست، مشکلم پوشوندن پینه دستام نیست، مشکلم نون نیست، آب نیست، برق نیست، مشکلم شکستن تلسم تنهاییست. عاشقونه است یک روزی هم حل میشه، یا که از بارش زانوی من خم میشه. زنهار زنهار که من باد میشم میرم تو موهات، حرف میشم میرم تو گوشات، فکر میشم میرم تو کلت، من بنز میشم میرم زیر پات، فقر میشم میرم تو جیبات، گرگ میشم میرم تو گلت. ای صد تا طرفدار داری، همه تو رو دوست دارن و ذهن گرفتار داری، دمتم گرم، دمتم گرم، دمتم گرم، دمتم گرم. نزدیک میشم دور میشم، بلکه مقبول در این راه پر از استرس و وصله ناجور بشم. اینه قصم، اینه قصم، اینه قصم. من برق میشم میرم تو چشمات، عشق میشم میرم رو گونت، زلف میشم میام رو شونت، من باد میشم میرم تو موهات، سیگار میشم میرم رو لبات، دود میشم میرم تو ریت. ای بخ سراغ من بیا، که رخت خواب من با این خیال خامم گرم نمیشه. ای برق سراغ من بیا که رخت خواب من با این خیال خامم گرم نمیشه. ای برق سراغ من بیا که رخت خواب من با این خیال خامم گرم نمیشه.
You just heard Ali Azimi, originally from Iran, Persian singer, with the song, even though I said the song was Pishta Ramad, also known as Prelude from Mr. Mean album. We will continue with more music. So we are almost coming to the end of first hour. This time I want to play something from Poland. I love Anya or Anna, you can say either way. Bang Bang and her version of the song, very well-known song, you know, Bang Bang by Nancy Sinatra, if I'm not mistaken. So let's enjoy this song and I'll be back right after that.
seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down.
You just heard Anna and Bang Bang, Polish singer. I think it was beautiful. I don't know if you know the original one. So I'm not that old. Nancy Sinatra, when she performed this song, is 1960s. I wasn't even born, so obviously I learned this song from the Kill Bill movie, which is kind of rated movie. I don't recommend to children listening to this show right now under the age of 18. But if you grow up, give it a shot, watch that movie. Even though there's a lot of bloody scenes, I still love that movie, and that was featured on that movie's soundtrack. So you are listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. My regular show time is Saturdays from 8 to 9 a.m. Global Citizen, and I play music from around the world. This is what I'm doing tonight as well. So for the next hour or so, if you want to hear more music from around the world, stay tuned, stick around, and give it a shot. Listen to this program. And also, if you want to call in, our phone number is 855-915-9636. So far, nobody called, I know. But you can maybe call for the next hour or so just to, you know, say hi and tell me some good praises, like you're doing a good job or things like that, even though I'm not doing, that's okay. So it's 8:58 in the studio in Medford, Massachusetts right now, and I will continue talking. Tonight is my day to talk, so, but I'm trying to be, you know, informative in terms of what I'm talking about. I'm not talking just for the sake of talking. I am talking because I want to inform you. And this one, another news from the Fortune magazine. They have a special report in this issue, February issue, and it's about job market in 2018. So far, the economy is doing okay, and obviously jobs are